Thank you for calling Connie. Your call may be recorded for quality and training purposes. Please hold, and your call will be answered shortly. We are dedicated to people flow, providing solutions for lifts, doors, escalators, and loading bays.
Good morning, Connie PLC. Emily speaking. How can I help?
Hello, Emily. My name is David Bradley. I am instructed by Moor Park House Estate Management to liaise with you to get a fault fixed on one of the lifts which is in our complex. Basically, the issue is that the emergency button does not work.
Right, okay. Let me pass you through to our breakdown centre because you just threw to switchboard.
Okay, fine, thank you.
Your call may be recorded for quality and training purposes. Please hold and your call will be answered shortly. We are dedicated to people flow, providing solutions for lifts, doors, escalators and loading bays.
Good morning, Connie Customer Care Centre is speaking. How can I help you?
Hello there, my name is David Bradley.
Hello, David. Hello
to you, good morning.
Morning.
First of all, I'd like to establish the number I should be calling when we have a fault with one of our lifts. Could you tell me what if there is a different number to the number?
You've come through to the correct number. If you want to report, ask for an engineer to come out to site for a call out.
Right. Well, the number I got transferred from another department.
The number I dialed
was 366872. Was that the number?
Okay. I'll give you the correct number
for the future.
Yeah. It's 0800.
0800. Yeah.
652.
Yeah.
0692.
0692. Right.
Should bring you straight through to us.
When you say straight through to us, who do you mean?
To the emergency call-out centre.
Emergency.
But from this number, we staff 24 hours a day.
Right.
We can always get you transferred to the correct department if there's somebody else you needed to speak to.
Okay, I understand. Right, okay. As I said, my name's David Bradley. I've been instructed by the Moor Park House Estate Management team to take responsibility for any issues resulting in the three lifts which are in the walled garden. We have a problem with one of the lifts which serves apartments 4 and 5.
David, do you have the equipment number of this lift or the postcode of the site, please?
Well, inside the lift cabin there is a serial number.
Yes.
And that serial number is
11454904.
Because your records show the postcode as being incorrect.
Right, so this is Moor Park and it's the Ward Gardens lift, number 2.
The Ward Garden is the name of the short stub road which leads to the apartments.
Right, as long as we've got the right equipment number, engineer, that's the lift that the engineer would go to. So would you like to book an engineer to come out to have a look at this lift?
Well, it's not a case of coming out to have a look at it, it's putting it right, because this is a safety issue. If the emergency button doesn't work, it needs fixing.
Okay, well, yeah, we do need the engineer to come to site so he can have a look at the lift and rectify the fault.
That's the idea, yeah.
Absolutely. One moment, please. your surname is Bradley.
It is, yes.
And may I have your telephone number, please, David?
Yeah, the number that may be on your screen is incorrect, because I'm at another location at the moment. But my number to call me on is 01252 758 960.
758 960.
Correct.
And may I ask you to, if you can just tell me a description of what's wrong with the lift, please?
If you press the emergency button, you get through to nowhere. We had an incident, and fortunately we could hear the cries for help, so we sorted it. But obviously this is quite a serious safety issue, because the apartments may not have been lived in at the time.
It does go on our system. I have given it a high priority for you.
Right, okay.
Have you had anybody actually trapped in the lift?
No.
No, right. And have you, you say, is it not working at all when they're pressing the button and you're not getting connected to anybody?
Correct.
Right, the first thing I will say to you, have you had the landline checked?
I have.
The
service is provided by CloudScape, and at the master socket, which is where the telephone exchange terminates at, I've plugged the phone in and I can make calls from that master socket outwards. Therefore, at that particular location on the network, the phone is working.
What is
at fault is the extension wiring to the lift, which, or the software in the lift, which is not working.
That's fine. Could I take the access times for the building?
Well, I'm a retired person. If I ever go out, I can always transfer my calls to another resident who will then take the call that you make to us to make contact.
Right. That's for between what times would the engineer be able to gain access to this building?
During normal working hours.
Shop at 9 till 5.
Yes.
And who would you like me to put as a site contact? David, is that yourself in the
That's
first?
That's myself, yes. Yeah, I'm looking after the lifts in the wall garden now.
And your telephone number, 01252 758 960.
Yeah, I can also give you a mobile number.
Yes, please, I'll take that.
The mobile number is 07836.
07836
54 74 72.
Yeah. Do you normally give us an order number, or do you just take our?
Well, I will take your reference because at this moment in time, the company has only just recently taken over from the former estate management company. That was on the 1st of January. So at the moment, we haven't really established a proper order number system, although that is being designed for us at this moment.
Okay,
in time.
David, that's absolutely fine. I've got this logged onto our system now. So this is Moor Park on Moor Park Lane, Farnham.
Yes.
And the equipment number is 1145.
Wait a moment. So you haven't got the address. Moor Park Lane runs parallel to the establishment and would be an address that was in use prior to the road being named that leads into the estate. The postal address is actually the Walled Garden.
So could you spell that?
Yeah, it's a T-H-E space.
Oh, right, yes.
A Walled space garden.
Did you say world or wold?
W-A-L-L-E-D.
The walled garden. There we are,
yes.
That's perfect. And what's the next line of the address?
The postcode is GU10.
GU10.
1FA.
1FA.
But very regrettably, because it's a reasonably new address, although it's been going for 3 years, the satellite navigation on some systems doesn't find that postcode. So you have to use the one of the adjacent road, which is GU10 1QP.
1QP, and that's what we've got on our system at the moment.
Yeah, that's probably that's probably because you've been out and it didn't come up on the on the sat nav when we told you what the problem was.
I will make a note of that though. Yeah. So the call out reference number, if you want to make a note of this.
Yes,
1213.
Yeah.
3879.
3879. Okay.
We'll get our engineer out there as quickly as possible for you.
Right. And what will be the charges to us, please?
I don't know. It depends on the type of contract that you have. I can get you transferred.
I have a copy of the contract.
Right, I can get you transferred to somebody who can have a look on a different system and they can tell you.
I know exactly what the score is. We have to pay for any pieces of equipment that are required, but the loader's included.
Right.
That's what the contract currently says with you.
Okay. So until the engineer's been to site and seen what the fault is, I won't be able to tell you how much it is.
No, of course, because you don't know what's required.
Absolutely.
But I do hope that it will be a single visit to resolve this problem, though.
Oh, absolutely. Well, our engineers are very good, so let them get out there and take a look at this and try and get it resolved for you. As I say, I have put this as a high priority.
Right.
Because we really don't want people using the lift and not being able to speak to somebody if they get
tried using a mobile phone within the lift and it doesn't work.
Sometimes you can't get a signal.
No, we can't get a signal inside the lift, no.
Yeah, the ideal situation would be actually to put something up in front of the lift to prevent people using it until our engineer can get to site.
Well, your contract says with us that you will have an engineer on site within 24 hours.
That's correct. Because it's a high priority, of course, we will try and get him there as quickly as possible.
Right, okay. Now, okay, fine. Thank you very much indeed for your help. I've made a note of the number I should call if we
have
faults with any other of the lifts, which we... I don't know... I may ask the engineer just to quickly look at the other two lifts just to make sure that the buttons work on those.
Okay.
I have, if that is possible, to include that in the job order.
Has somebody on site actually done that themselves?
No, we didn't want to anybody. I can tell you the cabin numbers if that helps.
Well, I should have them here. The best thing you can do if you are on site is to go into the lift.
Yeah.
Press that emergency button. It should come through to us in the call centre here. And what we'll say is, "Hello, Connie, the lift alarm has activated. Are you okay?" It's worth you pressing that button to see if you can get connected to us. Please call us back and let us know. We've got a call out log for this one. And if the other two lifts are not connecting, we do need to put a call out for each of them.
Yeah, indeed. I think you see, the funny thing is that when you have an emergency call button, you wouldn't know it wasn't working until you tried it.
Absolutely right, that's right. But generally, we get lots of people on site who test them. Our engineers, when they do the maintenance visits, test them as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One would expect that.
You can just go in the lift and try that button yourself.
Right, okay, fair enough then. We'll certainly give that a whirl.
That's good.
Then, fine. You called it the emergency call centre, is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's where you get connected to when you dial.
That's
when when you push the button.
You should come through to us.
And that's a K-O-N-E.
K-O-N-E.
KONE Emergency Call Centre.
Okay.
Great, fine.
All right, no problem.
Now, what will happen next? Do I get a phone call to say the engineer's coming or what?
No, the engineer will be, he'll be out there as soon as possible for you. If you want an ETA, I can keep this on my desk and I can provide you with that ETA as soon as it becomes available.
Right, okay, because...
I'll do that for you.
Yeah, okay, fair enough then, because I'd obviously like to do other things rather than being trapped in my apartment.
That's fine.
So having knowledge when somebody's coming, that would be quite useful. Thank you very much.
No problem at all. I'll make a note of that as well. It is logged on our system, and now our dispatch team will be getting sent down to an engineer, and we've just got to wait for him to let us know what time he should be arriving on site.
Yeah. The other piece of information that you will need to know is that when he arrives, our apartments have security gates.
Right.
And the apartment that you need to call from the control buttons by the security gates is apartment number 4.
Call apartment number 4. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'll make a note of that as well for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, there is some confusion here in so much as that some people, when they come, there's a numeric keypad as well, and they press number 4. That's no good. You have to press the button that specifically says for that apartment.
Okay, will do. I'll make a note of that.
And, of course, if there's any difficulty in operating the gate, you can always ring on the mobile.
Can always ring you, yes.
And I'll come down and open the gate sort of thing.
That's absolutely fine. All right.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you for that, David. Bye-bye.
Right. Cheers, then. Bye.